How food and agriculture plays into national security. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Unless your farm caters to agro-tourists, you should be careful about hosting visitors who are not used to being around livestock or machinery. It poses a safety risk to them and a liability issue for you if your insurance doesn't cover persons outside of the farming operation. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. If a country does not have food security, it can lead to a national security problem. Philip Good is a Mississippi farmer and the current chairman of the United Soybean Board.
When I think about bringing people to the table, normally at the center of that table is food. It is at my house, and it is for so many of us in the U.S. But that's not so for everyone in the world.
Good said that during a Food and Ag as National Security Symposium at Mississippi State University. He says U.S. soybean farmers have a vested interest in national security.
Currently, around 60% of the U.S. soybeans that are produced are exported, whether as whole soybeans, soybean meal, or soybean oil. So if we're not your food, we're your food's food.
Good says the soybean industry recognizes what can happen when countries become food insecure. He says another arm of the industry, the U.S. Soybean Export Council, includes efforts specifically targeting food insecurity.
The Right to Protein campaign that increases protein consumption in countries with significantly lower daily intake of protein. This tackles nutrition insecurity through high-protein soy foods or animal protein, which is fed U.S. soy.
More from the symposium tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.